I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Kazakhstan's looking at tightening already draconian restrictions on its controversial religion law. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says new amendments are being debated in the Kazakh Senate.
It would, for the first time, explicitly ban unregistered religious activity. It would ban sharing beliefs by individuals not named by registered religious organizations or without personal registration as missionaries. It would require all registration applications to be approved centrally, and it would pose a wider range of fines on individuals and communities.
Meanwhile, most people think missionaries are church planters, evangelists, or Bible translators. But did you also know missionaries can be videographers? Margaret Buell served with the Mission Society for 2 years in Ghana.
I went 2 years ago to try to help communicate what different missionaries are doing, with a passion, really, of trying to help communicate how God is working in them. Try to help capture some of the different ministries on video so that their supporters could get a visual image of what's going on.
While she's not a church planter, it's supporting missionary work in the field. Everyone can do something. And recently, close to 100 lives were changed from a Jesus film showing in a small African village. Only a handful of people showed up for the first viewing, and an even smaller number received the call to follow Christ. But dozens of villagers heard the presentation from a nearby valley and came to the team the next morning to pray and come to Christ. Pray that God would continue to add to the 200 million already saved with the help of the film. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens by former MAF President Max Myers, who shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.